Oh, yeah? You gonna tell me something embarrassing to start the show?
Yeah.
All right.
So, when I was little, first of all, I'm saying this because I just put Vaseline on my lips, and that made me remember this story. I used to do it all the time, but when I was little, like 5, 6, knew what makeup was and knew that mom wore it. I wanted to wear it all the time, and so, but she would never let me. She maybe put like a bit of blush on my cheeks and forehead and stuff like that, but that wasn't enough for me. So I took different like colors and flavors of lip balm and put them on my eyelids as eyeshadow. Put some on my cheek for blush. And these were all like different colors and flavors. So they had a bit of a tint and a bit of a smell.
Yeah.
So like my face would come out smelling like mint, like cherry, like pineapple, these different. Yeah, exactly. All these different flavors. And so I would have, and my face would be so glossy. I'd have like a little glossy nose, glossy cheeks, eyes. Like I used to pretend that
lip balm was makeup.
Because
that's all you got. So exactly. Burt's.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Daddy Daughter Podcast.
Welcome.
That's Hannah, and I'm Joel. And we're trying a couple different new things. One, we are recording Zoom call kind of format, you know, similar to what everybody else in the world right now is doing. But recording it. So we'll post it to YouTube at some point.
Yeah.
But for now, we've got audio up. This is season 2, episode 3. And it's exciting to get back at it. But in, you know, in the nature and in the spirit of being honest, got to be honest a little bit about, you know, 10 minutes ago, I was kind of pouting. And I had to kind of just take a minute. Matter of fact, let's say like the last hour. And a half. So about an hour and a half of pouting from dad. But I was just, I had a great day. Great day at work. Seemed like a really killing it kind of day. And then the last conversation of the day was just like, you know? And, you know, I carried that from that conversation to like, Hannah doesn't even want a podcast. I got all, you know, she hasn't mentioned it. So I reorganized the whole freezer because for some reason right now, like when I'm stressed out, I clean. I don't know because I literally can't do anything else. So, but I had to like, I had to really like honestly take a minute and say that, explain that and what was kind of going on with Hannah and take a minute. It's really hard. You know, one thing that I will say is that as many cute little phrases and, you know, don't forget, Jesus loves you, don't forget, you know what I'm saying? All the little things that you can say, it's hard. It's hard to remember those things when, you know, your day gets derailed or when, you know, something happens that you don't expect or feel like you deserve or, you know, whatever it is, and it starts to bring up other things. And so I just had one of those moments, and I got to be honest about it. And that's how we're starting the Daddy Daughter Podcast today. But just really, honestly, truly, exactly where we are. So that being said, I know we pray at the end. Typically, we're going to pray right now because the only thing I know to do. Do you want to pray?
I mean, I said I was going to pray. I said I was going to pray last podcast.
Yeah.
But I was
thinking about towards the end.
Yeah.
Well, because I have a specific, I feel like I have a specific request. I'll pray for the opening and you can pray for the closing. Okay. So, dear Heavenly Father, first of all, Lord, I'm sorry that like I almost let a whole great day go to waste. And I almost defined today by a simple conversation. And to be honest with you, an opinion that I hold. And for that, Lord, I'm sorry. And thank you for being gracious enough to get me back on track. and for just how good you are, for allowing us to have hard moments and to restart, to be able to recenter ourselves, to be able to even pause, to be able to know when to pause, to start to build up a resistance to just going all the time and just forging through it, Lord. I am just thank you for moments, the moments between now and 97 minutes ago that you gave me, that I was able to just, even if I was struggling, just be like, yo, you know, I need to stop. I need a timeout myself. So thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that every day your promises are new. And I think, Lord, that you're so good, you're so big, that every hour your promises can be made new. So in that, I thank you. I thank you for a restart. And I thank you for this podcast, Lord, that gave me a reason to restart. Give me a reason to stop pouting, to be honest with my kid, you know, my partner in this thing, but also, Lord, to catch myself. And so I pray that you continue to open our eyes as to the way that we can catch ourselves in and through our days as we continue to just want to do better, want to be better, want to get snap out of it faster, and want to make sure that our days don't go sideways fast. Anyways, Lord, we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So.
One little side note, actually.
Yeah.
The sound outside, we have our patio door open. So, yeah. Like, the music that just happened and, like, the birds chirping. That I know that was a little bit distracting to me. So, I just wanted to, like, apologize, I guess.
Yeah.
Or just, like, clarify that that's what's going on. Totally. It's not, like, background noises that we can't hear. We can hear it.
Yeah, but totally. You know, earlier, we were supposed to start at 6 o'clock, right on the dot or something like that. And we had our next door neighbors and they were outside and they were yapping and talking. And you know what? It wouldn't have mattered. I would have still started recording right then. And I wouldn't have said a word. You know why? Because I appreciate hearing people talking, you know what I'm saying? Like even to each other and laughing. And I don't care if it's right outside the door. And I don't care that we're trying to record a podcast right now. I love it. And it happened to be Maddie and CJ, who are our next door neighbors and our friends. And like, you know what? You get to have a conversation that's fun. God bless it. You know what I'm saying? I want to come out there and join. Trust me, I have. They've had a couple of 6 feet away visitors. And I've been like, I guess. Yeah, I'm Joel. I go to Soul City too, you know? And, you know, whatever. I've kind of tried to put my head in a couple of those conversations because they're just nice. It's just nice to hear people around. So, that the window and the door is open. You know why? Because it can be open. It was 40 degrees this morning and pouring rain, you know? And now it's not. So, that's that. But, kid, I wanted to start off the show with you. And we talked last week. She's pointing to her painting stuff. We said we were going to talk about some of your painting stuff. So there's two things that I want you to do now. One, as you show the things, because we're starting, like I said, we're starting to record and we're going to eventually put this stuff on YouTube, and then people will be able to see what it looks like in our living room as we record. Mm-hmm. But for now, they don't have YouTube video of us. So as you hold it up and show it to the future people, I'm going to describe it, and I want you to tell me about your inspiration. Okay, so you're going to show it, I'm going to describe it, you're going to kind of give an explanation for inspiration. Cool, sound good?
Yeah.
And then, at the end of this, we're going to talk about your inspiration for all these things, non-screen related, and how good they've been for you during this time. All right, so, first thing,
it's rock.
Yep, it is a... It's a rock, probably about three centimeters in diameter. It's a rock, but it is painted to look very similar to a ladybug with no extremities.
So it's just the pattern of a ladybug.
Pattern of ladybug.
Red background, black spots.
Yeah.
All different sizes.
Yeah, very good. What's your inspiration?
Oh, this one. So I started off with my first rock that I painted. It's in the box somewhere down there.
Yeah.
But the first rock I started painting was a bee.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so as that was drying, I started a second rock, and that was this one,
mm-hmm.
which was a ladybug. I just got the inspiration from the first rock I started painting, which was a bee, so kind of like insects related ones. So this is my second rock I've ever painted. I'm really proud of it. Grandma. But yeah, I got the rocks from Grandma. She sent them to us, and I'm really happy with them. We're gonna have to get some more because I'm running out.
Yeah. So basically, guys, you can actually buy rocks on Amazon, like,
and paint them,
and then paint them.
Use them as small little canvases.
Yeah. And I'm going to go outside and get you some more canvases later. But yeah, apparently there's really smooth, perfectly shaped rocks to paint.
Yeah.
And here's another one.
Here's one of my favorites.
And this is one of my favorites too.
Okay, so it's orange and it has, at the top of it, it's pink. Well, I painted it pink. But at the very top, I used my carpet from my bedroom as hair.
Yeah.
There's no, like, it didn't take much off. No, it's damage, fine.
Right. I trust you. I trust you so much that I've seen this rock 15 times and I haven't gone to find the spot that you ripped out of your carpet to give it hair. But it's an orange rock with cute with cartoon eyes.
Yeah.
And a face.
Pink nose, pink hair, a little smile, eyebrows. But this is one of my favorites, so I thought I would share this
cool pink mohawk looking hair.
Yeah.
Which used to be like a shag rug, basically. Yeah. Like a part of a shag rug pulled off and made into a mohawk on a rock.
Yep.
Extremely creative, super cute. Like I said, haven't even looked for the part of the rug that's destroyed.
Okay, and then this is, so all three of the rocks that I just showed, or all three of the rocks that I am showing are three of my favorites.
Yeah.
And then, so this one is a banana.
That's one of my favorites.
And I used tape for the top to make like a little stem. So I painted the very tippy top of the stem brown, so it would look like a banana. I made like the little dimensions and the little bottom brown as well.
So this is a rock that was like round, but more like elongated a bit.
Yeah.
And it was smooth on the top and the bottom. Uh-huh. And I was like, I wonder how you're going to make the stem. Or was this the one that...
No, I first made it, like, I first had it at the, like, I had brown at the very top without the tape.
Yeah.
But then it didn't really look like banana. So I thought, how could I make this and look like an actual banana. And so I put tape around, like painter's tape around the top, wrapped that around, painted it yellow, had to do a couple shades because it was blue tape.
Yeah.
And then I just painted the top brown so it would look like a banana stem. And I think it came out really good.
It came out great. It literally looks like a banana. Mm-hmm. I think we were showing that on a Zoom call and one of your cousins was like, wait,
is that that's a real not banana? Real?
Or is that a rock? That's not real? All right, so she's going to pull out a couple more. And you know what I love about this, all of this, is that there's been so much exploration with different techniques, mediums, different places, different ways to paint, different things to paint on, different techniques. And one of the things that you've been challenging yourself through this time was to figure out different techniques.
Yeah.
And that's what's super cool, besides, you know, different things to paint on.
Yeah.
So here's another one.
So here is my phone case. It's not my current phone case. This is my current phone case. So it's a new, older phone case.
Yeah.
From my older phone. And so the best way I can describe it is white background with splotches of paint.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the top and bottom, drips of metallic paint.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dripping like a teal metallic blue at the very top.
Yep.
And then like a purplish blue metallic color at the bottom. And people who can see the screen, the spots of like yellow and white paint everywhere is from painting, but not on this. It was just like I was taking pictures or something like that of the paintings, but I still had paint on my hands.
Yeah.
So it got on that. But I still think it looks really cool. That's why I didn't paint over it.
Yeah, or get rid of it because you have a new phone case.
Yeah.
Because you have a new phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's rad. And that was the first different kind of medium, kind of thing that you painted on. Mm-hmm. She was like, can I paint my phone case? I'm like, yeah, you know, sure.
Yeah, and then so this one is, I really like this one because this was one of the ones I learned how to do a new technique.
Yeah.
And use actually different paint. So I used watercolor paints And so it's just a bunch of different diagonal and horizontal lines everywhere. Mm-hmm. It almost kind of reminds me of like a koi pond. Mm. I don't know. Like the orange looks like a fish, yeah. but there's purple, orange, green, yellow, and blue straight and yeah. horizontal lines everywhere.
Yeah, they're perpendicular. The lines are perpendicular to each other.
Yeah.
So nothing's. So there are a series of lines going in one direction and another series of lines going in the opposite direction, perpendicular.
Yeah.
Super cute. White background. Very colorful.
Uh huh.
Very modern.
And then this one I painted on Easter. So it's really simple, but I like the sides because it has like Easter colors and that's what makes it really cool to me.
Yeah.
So it's a bunny shape. It has ears and like a round face.
Yep. Just got it at Target. It was like
for Easter.
I don't know. Yeah. It might have been the day after Easter because it was on sale. And so
I think it was before.
Was it? Okay. So yeah. I remember it being on sale, but it was just like, it looked like the color of a cardboard box.
Yeah.
And you took it in.
Yeah, you can still see totally it at the bottom because I didn't paint that. But it's completely white, cute little bunny face. Mm-hmm. And then on the very side,
mm-hmm.
There's like a bunch of paint splatters of like Easter colors.
Yep.
Which are like a bunch of pastel colors.
Yeah.
Pink, purple, blue and yellow.
Yeah.
And they're all pastel. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I think it's cool that it's clear. It's like, remember the other day we were having a conversation. I was like, if you're going to do art, I think one of the principles of art is what you do it well. So I think it's really cool that the white for the front and the bottom, the front and the back is like really white, pristine white. But then on the side, it's all this like, these color flakes everywhere. And,
yeah.
You know, so it's like intentionally clear on one side, intentionally flaked on the other. All right, cool. You're excited to show this one.
Yeah. So this one's one of my favorite bigger canvases.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty big and I can't really fit in. Oh, yes. Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
So I did this out in the patio because this was the messiest one I've done.
Yeah.
Because I took, these are all like from new paints. Because there's a bunch of paint splatters,
mm-hmm.
lots of colors, and they're all like, they were all new paints when I used them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I painted this on the patio and I just like put paint in my hand and like threw it on there.
Yeah.
And there's like neon colors. So like,
so it's white background. It's in the dark. It's like 18 by 22, I think is the measurement of the canvas. And it's literally, you've got like, literally as if
16 by 20,
18 by 22. That's pretty good. That's pretty good from across the room estimate. Anyways. But she's literally taking the paint in her hand and throwing it at the canvas and it is super red.
Yeah. And there's glow in the dark colors.
Yeah.
So when it's in sunlight for a while and then in the dark, parts of it glow.
Yeah.
So
it pops. So what is it about all this? So you're painting rocks, you're painting flat canvases, you're painting, you know, bunnies, you're painting, the other day we cut a lid off of a cardboard box. We turn it into a card. What is it about this that it has been so good for you? Because literally I feel like this is the thing. If you're not on a screen or not doing schoolwork, remember, people can see you a wide open mouth yawning. So this is the thing that if you're not on a screen that you're doing it. So what is it about it? Like, why?
I would say that like doing paint or like creating art
mm-hmm.
is just a way of connecting with myself and kind of like, I don't know, just like calming down.
Yeah.
Because painting is so, like, peaceful and there's, like, you may think you mess up on a painting or something like that,
mm-hmm.
but, like, everything you create is art,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's true. That's really good.
And so, like, if I think, oh, that's not where that's supposed to be, and I redo that, like, it's still art. It's still yours, and that... Yeah. That thing that was out of place or you thought was out of place could have been like a thing that's like special to you or like a custom to you and you only, you know, because someone may not create the same exact art as you.
Yeah.
You know, like no one's going to create like the banana. Like, like they may try, you know, but it's no one's is going to be the same.
Yeah.
And you can do like the same techniques and do everything the other the first person does.
Yeah, and it'll still come out different.
And it'll still come out different.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. That's really good. So it's what I hear you saying is that it is a way for you to feel to express yourself, but to be unique.
Yeah.
And I sounds like you like to create.
I do.
Why do you like to create? Why do you like there to be nothing before and then something afterwards?
I don't know. It's just a cool way to see the transformation of like a cardboard box that was full of old stuff from my old room turning into a birthday card for my mom.
Yeah.
Or like that little piece of cardboard turning into a card and then that making that person really, really happy.
Yeah.
And just seeing the happiness on her face when I gave it to her, you know?
Totally.
Like,
you also like to see people's reactions when they see your art.
Yeah.
That's something that even if it's not for them, or that they don't know it's for them yet, because I've stolen a couple pieces that are even in my room right now, on my wall.
Oh, yeah.
They're just there.
Yeah.
Which I would love for there to be more. Anyways, there is something, the satisfaction that comes with that. Like, tell me about that. What does that feel like?
Just seeing people happy in general is really nice. Like, if it's not something, if it's not like a gift you give them or if it's not something you make or create for them, just seeing people happy. Like, seeing our neighbor talking to someone outside, I could tell she was happy. I couldn't see her, I could hear it.
Yeah, totally.
And just that made me like smile a bit. And just like, especially in this time, you know, of like quarantine and not being able to see your family and friends.
Yeah.
And having to stay isolated from the world, you know, seeing the happiness, especially now, is so powerful and so like, so special to just see people being happy because it's really hard to be happy right now.
Yeah.
Because there's COVID-19. It's putting people in hospitals.
Yeah.
Creating separation from families and friends and just seeing the happiness of people who, like, everybody's being affected by this.
Yeah.
But just seeing people happy now is so special.
Yeah. You know, I love that. You know, we were having a conversation earlier when we were talking about like, oh, what are we going to talk about for the podcast today? And we were talking about
highs and lows.
Yeah, we're going to do highs and lows. And you and I were thinking of our highs and you had some. I'll go first and I'll have you go. We're going to check in around that. But just how funny it was that it was so easy. It was easier for us in this time to come up with highs, the highs, almost like we're blocking out the lows.
Yeah.
And you know, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But so my highs for this week between last time we recorded and this time has to be yesterday. Yesterday we had a really fun time. First, our day started off with, even though it was pouring rain, our day started off with a appreciation parade for Jarrett and Jeannie. Where we made signs and tried to think of creative ways to like make them smile and laugh. And Jarrett, Jeannie, Elijah, and Gigi drove by their house. It was raining, but the show will go on. And just had a really cool time. You know, loving on them and showing them appreciation for how hard they work for us, for this church, for our church. And just how much we love them. And it was like, and it wasn't an easy thing to pull off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of those things where I was like, okay, Hannah has school, you know, she has to be in school. Like, she can't miss school. This is me thinking earlier. And then I was like, oh my goodness. And Gigi has school. Like, what is going to happen? I don't know. Like, everyone's going to miss school. Like, not like you can't get your assignments in 5 minutes later. But anyways, I overthought that. But then I was like, well, then how do we even get there? You know, like, don't have the car right now. And so then I was like, well, you know what? I'll ask your mom, and your mom can come, and that'll be fun for her too. And then we can get out of the house. And you know what? While we have the car and while we're like blessing people, like, why don't we go up and surprise Bob, you know, surprise Grandpa. And then, and so anyways, all the things kind of led into this day of blessing, and it ended up being great. And then, you know, later on in the day, I'm letting you listen to the Gray album, and I'm teaching you the history of Jay-Z's Black Album plus the Beatles' White Album equals the Gray album by Danger Mouse, you know? And like, just kind of like, that was cool. And then later on in the day, I got a chance to, you know, have a good, we had a Enlace reunion with like all the people that have been to El Salvador. Like in the past, they had an opportunity to jump on this call. And I felt like really cool because like, because I had some conversations and done some volunteering with Enlace, I was able to get on like the founder of Enlace on the call. And so I felt really good. And that was like a really good day. And it felt like a really, really light day. And that was the first thing that I was able to think about. And just kind of like that day, yesterday, you know, for the most part, all the way up until the very end, was a really good day. It was a really good day. And it was a really high day. And it felt like a really light day. And a time to bless people. And I just, that was my high, because I felt like there are so many things in a row that were like fun or good or productive. And I even like the time that I worked was productive. It just felt like a good day. So that was my high. What about you?
So the high for me probably, so during a Zoom class I had, which is really good and really fun. So, yeah, probably the Zoom class, but also, like, during the Zoom class, one of my closest friends, she had, like, a bit of an issue, and so I was just talking with her, and I ended up having, like, a really amazing, like, conversation and, like, support with, like, supporting her and, like, letting them know that they're loved, you know, and...
Yeah.
I felt like that was really important to just like let them know that I'm here for them, and I'm glad that they were able to trust me with like telling me with that stuff, you know, cuz just being able to be the person to being able let me rephrase.
Yeah.
Being the person who people can go to, I think, is really powerful, because that means that people trust you with things they tell you, and and like just that they're able to talk to you specifically, you.
Yeah,
you know, because they could have told anybody. They could have told their parents. They could have told their youth minister. I don't know. They could have told a different friend.
Yeah.
But, like, they chose you to tell that.
That's right.
And just being able to be trusted with a friend is...
It's an honor.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And so that was really powerful for me last night, because that gave me, like, a sense of, like, hey, I'm pretty good at this friend thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, just being able to be trusted with a friend, and like a really close friend is
it's a powerful thing.
Yeah
It's affirmation, and everyone needs affirmation. And I think that sometimes real life situations provide the context for like, hey, I think I'm a good friend. I think I'm doing, you know, this person justice, whether it's challenging them, whether it's like, you know, kind of, or holding a mirror up and saying, no, look how awesome you are. Like, look, you see in that same mirror how awesome you are. I want you to see the same person that I see.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, as you gave me the details of that conversation, that was really powerful about that. And I also thought it was really powerful that you pointed it back to a conversation that you had on the Zoom call, another Zoom call in the Bible study with Andrea. And that was kind of where this message that you had to deliver, which is a really, really powerful thing, by the way. I didn't take it lightly when I heard you tell me about it earlier. I don't take it lightly now. It's a big deal that you're going to scripture to kind of be the truth that you deliver to someone else in their time of need. And so I know that you had tracked down that scripture. I said, well, what scripture is it? And you told me that you're going to track it down so that you could share it right now.
Yeah. So it was a bunch. Andrea told us like a bunch from the book of Acts, because that's what we're studying
in our Zoom class.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And so the verse is Acts 5:12-24 and then 27-29.
Okay.
So let me find that. 12-24.
Jeez. I mean, I can't even tell you. Being 12 years old, being 13 years old, you know, I wasn't pointing people to the Bible. Let's put it that way. I was throwing people into the street. Like literally. My best friend, I was literally thinking about it the other day. When I was your age, I was 12, and my soon-to-be best friend, the person that I start off with, you have these healthy relationships that are like, yeah, you know, I feel this way, and then you're about to deliver a scripture. My best friend started by fighting like that, and I literally threw him into the street on my bus. We're at the bus stop, and we became best friends after that. Like,
who?
His name is LeVar King. He was my first, like, elementary best friend. Yeah. Anyways, but... you're doing way better at this friend thing than I am.
Okay, so remember the other day I told you that, like, I don't, like, we had a conversation, and I told you that I don't think I'm very good at reading out loud.
Yeah.
Do I have to read out loud?
Oh, you didn't have to remind me of that part of the conversation. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you something else.
I'll read
that
a couple.
That same day.
I'll read a couple.
Okay. We'll read it together. I can pull it up. No problem. You know what's even more funny? That same day that you said it, you told me that, I had to read scripture out loud. And you know what I was doing? While I was, that was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And it was Tuesday It was Tuesday. I know it was Tuesday because Tuesday I had my... was it? I don't even know what day it is today. Was it Thursday? Anyways, it was one day recently.
Wait,
because a very short amount of time passed. I don't know if that's an hour or 14 hours or 3 days. But a relatively short amount of time passed. And I had to read scripture out. And it was a lot. It was Romans 18 through 35 or something like that. It was like, whoa. It was a lot. And the first third, no joke, the first third of it, I just chopped it up and just said this and not that. And the reason why is because I was sitting here thinking about the fact that you and me talked about reading, you know, like reading out loud and having to get over reading out loud. Anyways.
I'll read, Acts 5:12-24.
Okay.
But I'll read 27-29.
5:12. Okay, got it. The apostles heal many people. Let's do it. You want me to start or you're starting?
I'm reading 27-29.
Oh, so I'm reading 12-24. Okay, I can do this. No pressure. Okay. And also, so here's the thing. When I start reading scripture specifically, I start thinking about the fact that, like, these are God's words. That's a big deal. A. B. Of course, I start thinking about the fact that I'm going to mess up. And then people are going to think about the fact that I messed up. And then you didn't say God's word right. And I can't believe you left that word out. I was following along. And then
it's so
on
true,
top
though.
Of it, the other day when I was reading, I started, my mind was watching the words. I started thinking about the last time I read this scripture, how Kelly was doing Electio Divina. And it was that scripture. And I was like, and so my mind was being pulled to the way I interpreted it last time and not, so I was not even reading it anymore. Anyways, we're going to do it right now. And you know what? God's just happy we're sharing the scripture, period. And that's it. So.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Andrea for letting me, or sharing the scripture with me.
Shout out to Andrea. You know what? No, shout out to Andrea for way more than that.
True.
No. I'm taking in the wheel right now. You can give her some credit in a minute, but it's my turn right now. First of all, she's been amazing in this time. one of the things that you, as a parent, you are nervous about, worried about, thinking about is like, what your kid's up to, what are your kids up to on their screen? What's going on? What's not happening? Like, and then filling their time with healthy, constructive things. I think you guys have a girls' night. You had a girls' night last week. You have another something game night tonight.
Yeah.
You had small group last night at 7 o'clock.
We have game nights every Friday.
You have game nights every Friday. You had movie night on Tuesday. And then in the middle of Tuesday afternoon, it was Tuesday afternoon.
Yep.
In the middle of Tuesday Bible afternoon, study. Because later on that day I had to read mine.
Best Bible study
Bible
ever.
Study. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is like, this is the time when I start thinking like, oh my gosh, I have to finish again and doing what I got to do for work in the last 2 hours, because I know my kid's been bored for the last 3 hours. And I come out and you're doing Bible study. I'm like, come on, Andrea, well done. I know you hear it from J&J because they got two of these kids in students. But man, like, it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing to know that like you have something to do during that time. That you're being poured into, that it's not just idle time, you know? And so, Andrea, thank you from the bottom of my heart as a parent. If you got kids that are like in middle school, high school age, like we have a new pastor, to be honest with you. We haven't even been in the room more than 10 times together, probably ever. She's that new before COVID-19 started. Bless you. And she's just crushing it. She's doing so good. And it's weird hours. And I know that it's a lot more night stuff than it normally is for her, but she's been doing great. And it's been so amazing to just know that you have those things to do. You have constructive time mm-hmm. with a good leader, you know, and someone that loves God, you know, at the helm. And so keeping it fun and creative and, you know, Andrew, she's always quoting you and, you know, talking about how engaging you are. So yeah. That's why I wanted to kind of say all those things, because I want to speak like as a parent that's just thankful. So now your turn.
You can say something. Thank you so much, Andrea. Like every single game night, every single, even just like the first Bible study we did, I know she was really happy. Like she sent like a really happy video, like right after, on GroupMe, right after the Bible study, she sent like a really happy video on GroupMe, and that made me really happy that she thought it was really good, but I also thought it was really amazing, and like it was just like the discussion was really good.
Yeah.
And again, like I just really like how inclusive she is, and like asking us questions to keep us engaged and keep us like awake and like You know, because it's not that, like, other pastors, like, aren't engaged.
Yeah.
Just, like, Andrea has been the one who I, like, actually can tell that she's, like, trying to be engaging. And she is.
Yeah, totally.
And she's doing, like, a great job at it. And it's been so much fun. Even, like, the Bible study was fun because, like, she said, I forgot exactly what it was called. It was, like, Bible and bagels or something like that, aka bring snacks. And so we were eating snacks while doing Bible study, and that was just fun.
Yeah.
And so everything we've been doing in Zoom and every single class we've had is just so much fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's just such a good feeling to know that you're not alone as a parent, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, it's just me at the house with you. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So to like have someone else like step into the gap of like, you know, giving you healthy and encouraging things to do is just so appreciated. And we're so blessed to be part of this church.
Yeah.
For sure. The apostles heal many people. All right. This is Acts 5:12. We're going to read this. I want to kind of wrap up the highs. I want to touch on the lows point also. Otherwise, if we don't, then you're going to miss your night tonight, and we're going to talk for 3 hours, which is possible, but not for this podcast. Anyways, so Acts 5:12. Do you think I'm going to mess up? I know it's in 20 minutes. We're going to be done in like 15.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Yes, I think you can do it.
You think I can do it?
I think you can do it.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it. Here, say a quick prayer. Dear God, I pray that my dad reads this Bible, your word, significantly well and has a couple mistakes, because everybody has mistakes and everybody makes mistakes, but that's okay.
That is okay.
And just let him calm down and let him read your word. Amen.
Amen. The Bible's heal. The Bible's heal. I already messed up within 0.4 of a second. The apostles heal many people. It wasn't even a full second, Hannah.
Okay. Okay, come on. We can do
anyways,
it.
Anyways. The apostles did many signs and wonders among the people. All the believers used to meet together at Solomon's porch. No outsider dared to join them, but the people thought highly of them. More and more men and women believed in the Lord. They joined the other believers. So people thought those were the sick in the streets. Nope. What's wrong?
You can't do it.
So people brought those who were sick into the streets. They placed them on the beds and the mats. They hoped that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he walked by. Crowds even started to gather from the towns around Jerusalem. They brought their sick people. They also brought those who were suffering because of evil spirits. All of them were healed. The high priest and all his companions were Sadducees. They were very jealous of the apostles. So they arrested them and put them into public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord came. He opened the doors of the jail and brought the apostles out. "Go, stand in the temple courtyard," the angel said. "Tell the people about this new life." Early the next day, they did as they were told. They entered the temple courtyard. They began to teach the people. The high priest and his companions arrived. They called out the Sanhedrin together. The Sanhedrin was a gathering of the elders of Israel. They sent for the apostles who were in jail. The officers arrived in the jail, but they didn't find the apostles there, so they went back to and reported it. "We found the jail locked up tight," they said. "The guards were standing outside the door, but when we opened the doors, we didn't find anyone inside." When the captain of the temple's guard and the chief priests heard the report, they were bewildered, and they wondered what would happen next.
Done.
What else? What next?
27. Wait, let me check. Yeah, 27 through 29.
Okay, you got it.
All right. They brought the apostles to Sanhedrin. The high priest questioned them. "We give you clear orders to not teach in Jesus' name," he said. "But you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching. You want to make us guilty of the man's death."
Mm-hmm.
Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God instead of the people."
That's right. So when you were sharing with your friend, so we're like,
exactly.
Seriously, I think that I probably just made that way more complicated than it needed to be, and laughing at the same time. So now I'm thinking about laughing and the fact that it took me like 0.4 of a second to make a mistake, which is fine. But point is, you shared part of that scripture. Mm-mm. With your friend?
No. So as Andrea was reading that, my friend had like been texting me while she was reading. I was still listening, but also texting, because I was just multitasking.
Yeah.
And so while they were texting me, I was still listening to the message. And so I told them to listen to what she was saying, because I have in my notebook, don't get discouraged when things get hard.
Yeah.
And things like, they've been having like a pretty rough time. I feel like everybody really has during quarantine.
Yeah.
But they've just been having a rough time. And so I told them to listen to what Andrea was saying. Yeah. Because that message was specifically for them.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Because that conversation wouldn't have happened at the same exact second that Andrew was saying this.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, and it's got to be God intervening on something hard because they're locked up in prison.
And so this was on Tuesday. The Bible study was on Tuesday. The Bible study was on Tuesday, but we read the message on Wednesday. Sorry.
Got it.
So the next Zoom class.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
We read the scripture.
Got it.
But I just thought, on Wednesday, we were talking about only God moments and how, like, Soul City has, like, the saying, like, this is an only God moment. And that was an only God moment. And as she was reading the scripture, this was before we had the discussion about an only God moment.
Yeah.
And we started talking about, like, a bunch of different only God moments. And you walked in when I was talking about when you baptized me in Lake Michigan. I didn't know if you heard me talking about that.
No, yeah. I try to come in and be like, oh, she's doing something, and leave.
Oh no, yeah, it's fine. Yeah. But I was talking about an only God moment, and that was when you baptized me in Lake Michigan. Because remember, when I looked at you and then you nodded at me. We didn't say anything.
That's true.
And then you just said, like, come over with me, and we got shorts, went in the water, and you baptized me, and Jarrett baptized you. And I thought that was an only God moment.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Totally was.
So before we started talking about only God moments, that was an only God moment.
Yeah.
That friend needed that scripture.
You're already armed. That's what God says he'll do. He'll give us the words. He'll arm us. If we continue to search for him, we continue to open up ourselves to his word, he'll give us the words. He'll give us the armor. He'll give us the weapons and the tools to use in the fight. And in this particular situation, you were armed with the tool you didn't have to rely on your own understanding, you know, like, just like the Bible tells us, you didn't have to rely on your own understanding. You could rely on the understanding that you were taught from the Bible. And so that's what I think was so powerful about that. When you started telling me about that story earlier today, is that you're getting it, kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're knowing, like, there's a difference between what we know and what God knows. And there's a chasm as wide as, you know, the earth in between what I think I know and what he knows. And anytime we can take a lesson from the Bible, scripture, or something that we learned in that situation and apply it to real life, it's something that's from God. It is that only God moment, because he gave you the information you needed. He gave you the way to kind of step into that gap with your friend before the situation even happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Before that person was discouraged, and you know, and that's the way it is when you're, like, studying the word of God, when you're, like, you know, getting your rhythm with God and you're learning, like, you'll be surprised. You know, I can't even tell you how many times, even today, during this time, another only God situation happened, and I can't remember it now. I'll remember it in the playback, of course, but there was something that a conversation I was having earlier today that you started talking about just a few minutes ago, literally, like, the same words. And I can't remember it right now, but it was like one of those things where it's like, okay, God, I'm listening. I get it. You said this earlier today, and now I'm hearing it again today. Mm-hmm. And so you're kind of reinforcing it for me, you know, and you're just giving me the right words. So I thought that was really powerful. I don't want to not do lows today, but we're running short on time. But I think that the thing that I wanted to kind of talk about as far as lows, my low was that yesterday, it took me a long time to even think about what the low was. And you and I had a bunch of highs, and I think that's natural. I think that's normal. I think that's good. I think that's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
For us to have a lot of things that we're focusing on celebrating, where you've got only got moments, and then we've got times where we're, you know, having chances to encourage people and do fun things and paint and all these things. And I think we're really sensitive in this time to paying attention to the things that are positive, because we're in such a hard time that we have to focus on those things. And I know that that's good for us, and it's good for us to try to keep our minds on, you know, the positive and stuff like that. And the fact, but it made me think today. I just thought a little bit today about the fact that it was so hard for us to think of lows, and we have had significant lows this week. You know, I hadn't had my, you know, mini meltdown, to be honest with you. It kind of feels insignificant now that we're, you know, 2.5 hours away from it. But I kind of had my, I just had a really discouraging moment earlier today, and that might have been pointed out as a low or something like that, you know, on my part. But I think that it's important for us to make sure that we're still checking in around the lows and the hard things, mm-hmm. because I don't want us to act. There's no need to act like things aren't hard.
Yeah.
There's no need to act like it hasn't sucked not getting out of bed for the whole day and doing school in bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no need to. And I would just want to make sure that you have space to not to feel like you don't have to. And I also want to make sure that we're not getting numb to things. So last night, a friend of mine who has a really hard time right now, and who I've been walking with kind of behind the scenes for a long time, and who, but during this season, I've talked to him every single day, and I've checked on him every single day. And to be honest with you, he has checked on me every single day. If there's a day that I don't get to him first, and to be honest with you, he's probably winning. If we were to keep track of who checks on who checks in with the other, he says good morning to me probably like 4 out of 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I actually get excited, like, hey, I got you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's got a lot of stuff going on in his life. He's had a hard time. He's been a gangbanger. He's been, you know, in and out of jail. And, you know, we just kind of walked with him. Our family has walked with him. And, like, whether or not you realize it, like, our family has kind of walked with him for a while. And we've supported him. And his brother died last night. And I found out in the middle of, like, this, at the end of this day, that was high, and it was light, and it was a light day, and it felt like a good day, and it felt like one of those days, God, I needed this day. I needed, like, to go to J&J's and act like a fool and do bottle service with some Kim Crawford bottle sparklers, and I needed to, like, go to see Papu, and, you know, I needed to talk about Danger Mouse and Jay-Z, and I needed to be really productive that day, and I really needed to have this reunion day. And then I saw this text message, and I'm not going to lie to you, part of me didn't even react. I was in the middle of this day that I knew that I needed so bad that part of me almost didn't react. I saw, he said, I have really bad news. My brother died from COVID-19 last night. And then he started to proceed to tell me that he's been around him and now he's scared. And I just want to make sure that we're not getting like, traumatized more because we're putting tough emotions in a separate box, you know. Jeez, Christy's gonna like love hearing me say that, but not dealing with it isn't the right answer. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to make sure that we're not getting desensitized to people, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to the fact that people's lives are hard. Mm-hmm. And that there's a lot of loss in the world right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, I couldn't stop thinking about him last night, dreamt about him, got up, started talking about him this morning, asked for prayer for him and his family this morning, even in our Soul City prayer time. And, you know, I just want to make sure that we focus on the good, but we have a healthy relationship with the fact that it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want us to drown in it, but I also don't want us to be numb to it. You know what I'm saying? And so there is a balance to that. There is a balance to acknowledging that, you know, it has been hard today. You know, like I said, just the fact that, like, it feels even harder when you have a really good day and you're like crushing it, and then you hear some really bad news and it feels like a really fall, like long fall, a really tall cliff to fall off of. And I know that so many people are going through that right now. You know, I don't want to act like we're not. I don't want to act like we got it all figured out, you know, because we don't, you know. But I think that there's some good things in this podcast for people to listen to and enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Enjoy hearing about, you know, like, hey, if we were going to sum it up, you know, find something that you enjoy doing, create, you know. Yeah. Don't try to have all the answers. Look it up in the Bible. You know, God will start giving you ways to connect with each other and be there for each other more and more as you kind of grow and connect. I'm really proud of you. You look super cute. with your, you do, you get, I mean, now that we're doing like video podcast, you know, like you put your contacts in, you get your lip balm on the right place on your face, on your lips. All right, kid, it's your turn. You said you're going to pray us out. By the way, I really think it was really rad that you just said, wait, let's just pray about it. And then I just think this is really awesome that you're like, we just got to pray. And then you just prayed really fast. And now, and I didn't have to ask you to do it. God is good. And okay. So, yeah. So close out our time, child.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Dear God, I pray for every single person who is being affected by this, and this, and that's everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pray for everyone in the world who has lost a family member, lost a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that you put your angels around them and let them know that you're there and let them know that you love them and that they're going to be okay. And just that they can find peace in you and just be with you
mm-hmm.
in this really scary time. And I pray that anyone who is dealing with just COVID-19 in general and like who is having an especially hard time with not being able to see family or friends
mm-hmm.
and not being able to be with the ones they love. But I pray that you put your angels around every single person who is having a hard time
mm-hmm.
and who feels like they need you, and just I pray that you're there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray for just a good week ahead
mm-hmm.
with definitely with lows, because I feel like everybody needs them.
Mm.
And so we can, as Dad said, notice the lows, but find the good things in mm-hmm. those lows
mm-hmm.
and just to appreciate
mm-hmm.
The highs more
mm-hmm.
and so I pray for that for every single person
mm-hmm.
and I just pray for peace and just for everybody to be safe and staying home in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
7:58.
7:50. Is it 7:58? Oh, you gotta go. It's okay. You should see her face right now. She's got a little bit of a panic and a little bit of excitement. And Dad, can you stop talking so we can get off this podcast? Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? I think I need to pray one more time. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I love you so much. You've done such a great job. I love you so much. 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 Okay. Okay.
Bye,
we're
guys.
Done. Bye, guys. Dun, 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 dun.